Alles für den Zahn fressen. Helf mir.
As introduction for this week's parasha, first, with your permission, to last week's parasha. The beginning of last week's parasha is in chapter 25, sentence 2. This is what we read last week. The Torah says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, Daber bnei Yisrael v'ikhuli truma, tell them Israel to take from me what we call a donation. Me'ed kol ish asher yedvenu libo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe and emphasized, that donation that I'm asking you to ask is only from the heart of the people, without putting on them membership of kind of tax and duty, has to be from the heart. Continues the Torah and it says, what are the things that Hashem told Moshe? Hashem specifically specified for Moshe exactly what he's looking for donations. But in sentence 3 it says, gold, silver, copper, sentence 4 it says, blue wool, red wool, red wool, linen, some feathers. Sentence 5, the Torah says Hashem said to get skins from animals. Sentence 6, Hashem said, shemen lama'o, oil to light with it. Again, those are 13 or 15 things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe ahead of time, before even the construction of the Mishkan would start. This is one of the things he said, oil, and I will emphasize, this is from your heart. It's not that I'm forcing you, it says, if you have, bring it, okay? So the first question is, how do you expect people to have oil in the desert? That statement comes while Am Yisrael still next to Har Sinai. Am Yisrael was dwelling next to Har Sinai 11 months. After HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself and said the Ten Commandments, Am Yisrael stayed there for 11 months. So now they're still under Har Sinai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, while Moshe is in Shamayim, Hashem tells him, you go down, you go tell them, I need from them a favor. I would like them to build for me Mishkan, is like Beit HaMikdash. But the things that are required to build the Mishkan are those here on the list. One of them is oil. Oil, I'm in the desert. How do you expect also the spices, also the special stones for the Kohen HaGadol to put on his shoulders, to put on his chest? How do you expect them? Anyway, that's what Hashem said. With your permission, we'll go to this week's parasha, Parasha Tetzaveh. Really, before we say it, you know, the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu emphasizes, it has to come from your heart, the donation. It's not by force and not by asking. They have to come forward. And the Gemara says they did. And they came up forward. In 2 days, they got enough to build the Mishkan. But nobody brought oil, because there's no oil to be found in the desert. There was no cask over there. Here, this is parasha, this is chapter 28, sentence 2. I will say sentence 20. It says, Ve'ata, and you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks to Moshe. Tetzaveh ebnei Yisrael, you should command them Yisrael. Likhu elecha, they should take to you. It's not even Chinese. There's no such thing. No language speaks like this. Nobody speaks like this. Likhu elecha, should take to you. Should he say, bring to you? It doesn't say bring to you. It says, ve'ikhu elecha, should take to you. Should take to you, shemen, oil, zaitzah, from an olive tree. Katit lama'o, in order to light the menorah. La'alot in earth tamid. It says, here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, you should command them. When we command them, he just told me last week, parasha, that the oil is being required by donation, not by command. And besides, already Moshe said it. Hashem told Moshe, listen, when you go downstairs, you ask them, please give donation 11, 13 things, or 15 things. Among those, Hashem already said, oil. Okay, now Moshe is still upstairs. He didn't go down yet. Hashem continues and tells the mission, please command them to bring oil to you, to take oil to you. He says, you just told me the oil is going to come with donation, not by force, not by command, not by demand. Here, Ve'ata, etc. Once he says Ve'ata, it doesn't say Moshe's name. It's very unusual that anyone speaks to Moshe in that language. Ve'ata and you. But he says, should the Rashi say like next parasha, Ve'daber Hashem and Moshe l'mor, or without just omit Moshe's name, because some Chachamim says Moshe's name is going to be omitted this week's parasha, because Moshe's, Yotzat, Moshe's day of disappearing was on the 7th of Adar, this coming Friday, and Moshe Rabbeinu told the Kadosh Baruch Hu, one of the statements, erase my name from Torah, maybe from Torah, maybe from that. Now Chachamim advised that this is really what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. He erased Moshe Rabbeinu from this six parsha, and he says, Ve'atat et Salem. But we don't say that, we don't see that, I don't have to say anything. So what could have said? And also, please command Am Yisrael, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants Am Yisrael to be commanded, to be forced, so-called, to look for oil. Again, I'm in the desert. What do you mean, command Am Yisrael to bring oil? For marrying bring oil? Giving oil. Why olive oil? Why not corn oil? Now they don't have it maybe because they have to use it for the gas. But what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from the olive oil, and how does HaKadosh Baruch Hu expect Am Yisrael to bring olive oil in the middle of the desert? And actually, with your permission, actually, the Torah will tell us that really they could not find olive oil.
Chapter 3, I soon find it now. Yeah. If you want to take a look at chapter 36, Sentence 27.
This is actually when Moshe came down already, and Am Yisrael brought all the donations. The Torah tells us this parashat Vayakir. The Torah tells us exactly what happened. They brought the donation. So the Torah, the Nesim review at Avnei Ashram. The Nesim brought the precious stones, a stone that was called Shoham. It have Ne'am Elohim, the precious stones, La'efot ve'lachoshen, to put on the chest of the Kohen HaGadol, Ve'tavosem, the spices, Ve'tashemen lema'o, the oil, Ve'tashamen, and the oil, lema'o, or shemen ha'mishra, the oil that was needed for the menorah and for other things, which was also me. Comes the Gemara, tells us the following. The Torah says, how did you find oil in the desert? So the Gemara says two explanations. One explanation that really became one explanation at the end. The president of the tribe, the Torah says, they brought the oil. How did they get oil? Says the Gemara, a wind brought the oil. Says Yael, what do you mean wind brings oil? From where? So Mr. Zia said, the Gemara says, the wind brought it from Gan Eden. And somebody is going to ask you, I'm Israel, they were in the desert. They had the Mishkan, they had the Menorah, they did the Menorah. 40 years in the desert. How did you get out of Goyim? I got it from Gan Eden. Got it from Gan Eden. Actually, the wind brought it from Gan Eden, dropped it in the front of the doors of those presidents of the tribes. And that's what the Torah says, Banesim Eviu, the president of the tribe, they brought, says the Gemara, well, Nesim is missing Yud in the Torah if you see the text. So that in Hebrew also, Nesim also means wind. So says the Gemara, you know what? A wind brought it. A wind brought it from Gan Eden, dropped it in the front of the houses, of the doors of those presidents, they brought it to Moshe Rabbeinu. So actually you couldn't find olive oil in the desert. So what does it mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to donate, first donate olive oil. Then Hashem says, Moshe, go tell them, they must bring olive oil. How are we going to find, I'm going to find olive oil in the desert. You'll never find it. He said, how do I get it? I said, the wind will bring it from Gan Eden. So what do you want from me? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew there's no olive oil in the desert. So what is the purpose? Hashem says, Moshe Rabbeinu, go tell them, donate olive oil. From where to donate olive oil? They're not getting olive oil. And says, no, Moshe, please command them to bring it. So how are we command it? From where? Don't worry about it. Well, don't worry about it. And the Torah says, then, when everybody brought their donation, all of a sudden, the presidents brought olive oil, spices for the Ketoret, and also precious stones for the Kohen HaGadol. He says, how do you get it? How do you get those diamonds and all those precious stones? No, we found it in the front, on the front door. Next to the front door. I said, how do you get it? The wind brought all those items from Gan Eden. Very strange. Very, very strange. With your permission, I would like to start Megillat Esther with your permission. This is chapter 1. This is in Chodesh Adar. Vayivi Meach Hashverosh. This is the time of Achashverosh. The Gemara tells us this is between the first and second Bet HaMikdash. Bet HaMikdash, the foundation, was dug by Koresh. Koresh died. Achashverosh is after Koresh. And now, Bet HaMikdash is not going to be built right away. The king is Achashverosh. Says the Gemara, Vayivi Meach Hashverosh. In the time of Achashverosh, who Achashverosh, Amolech Mehodu Vapku Sheba Vesrim Mehamedina. Comes the Gemara and says, you know, this guy Achashverosh is not so smart. The Gemara gives him a title, stupid. Stupid. What's so stupid about him? He ruled 127 states. 127 states? And he's stupid? Very strange. Very strange to be stupid to 127 states. Says the Megillah, בימים ההם כשבט המלך אחשוורוש על כיסא מלכותו שבשושן הבירה. Help the Gemara and explain this sentence like this. שלמה המלך, the smartest ever, built himself a chair with such a wisdom that you had to use a certain technique to climb to sit on the chair. If you just walked up the steps to go to the chair, so the entities that he created, that he made, to be on the side of the chair, would attack the person. Says the Gemara, that the king of Egypt, his name was Pharaoh Nechor, he took the chair. He came up, he took the chair, he climbed on the chair, and one of the entities, the lion, of course it's a dummy one, made from gold, hit him, and he was crippled for the rest of his life. So that chair was a very valuable chair that Shlomo, with his wisdom, made, told the secret how to climb the chair to his son, and from his son to another, to his son, and the kings of Yehuda, they knew how to climb the chair. No one else knew how to climb the chair. Nebuchadnezzar and Machshimov was the whole of the destroyer of the Pesach HaMikdash, took the chair to Iraq, and in transit, Moshe Mover broke it. broke it, he couldn't fix it, he did not dare to go on top of it, because he knew what happened to Pharaoh. To Pharaoh, when he tried to climb on it, so it was sitting in a rock in Babel. When Koresh and Daryavesh, they took over Iraq, Babel, they took the chair. They took the chair, so the chair is in Iran. The chair is in Iran, but it's missing a leg, and it's not stable, the chair. So Hashverosh tried, he called people to fix the chair, so they weren't able to fix the chair. So Hashverosh decided to make a dummy. It is an imitation of antique chair. He took Shlomo's chair, he brought people and scientists and said, please copy me with the chair. They made this chair. That chair, they say, it took 3 years to make. Now the Megillah tells you, Sheshevet HaMelech HaRashverosh Al Kisei Malchuto HaShem Shushan Avira. That sentence means that. That HaRashverosh, finally, the imitation of the chair of Shlomo was finished, and HaRashverosh sat on this chair. Well, of course, the chair was a very nice chair and very, very, very important item that Ahasuerus owns now. Again, he cannot sit on it. The chair is broken anyway, but he loved maybe the look of the chair. Here comes the Megillah that tells us that Ahasuerus went and he sat on a chair. This chair was made as imitation of the chair of Shlomo. Again, the Megillah, we have to remember, was written by Esther Mordechai Beruach HaKodesh, and it was a very holy book. It's not a history book, and you really don't need to know it. Who cares what it is? You don't need this information for the story. But it says here, the Megillah starts, you should know, Ahasuerosh ruled 127 states. Comes the Gemara and says, you should know Ahasuerosh is tipesh, is stupid. He ruled 127 states. He has the chair that looks like the chair of Shlomo, almost identical. Doesn't have all these intricate things inside that he cannot climb. He climbed on it, he sits on it. Says, what do you have to know it? Bishnah Shalosh Lamolcho, Atam Shayachot Arava Avadav. It says, now that the chair is finished, and he sits on the chair, he decided to make a party. Chel Parat, from Madaya Pratim, Shalom Zalfanav, he called up all the ministers and governors from all over the world, is making a party. Barotot Oshet Kvod Malchuto. He shows them how much wealth he has. Betikar Tefel Zulato, says he shows them everything. Says the Gemara, what is Yikar Tifel Gulato? Says the Gemara, in the party, Ahasuerosh dressed like a Kohen Gadol. He put the clothing of a Kohen Gadol. He sits over there on a chair. On the chair, while he's sitting, he is dressed like a Kohen Gadol. Says the Megillah, Yamim Rabim Shmonim Mat, Yom 180 days was the Jubilee. We wrote Yamim Ma'ele. After 180 days, the Sa'am El Cholam Tim Shon Abira, he decided to make another party. For the people that live actually in Shushan, the capital, Megadol Bat Katan Mishti Shivat Yamim Chatei Yadam Elach. So he decided to make another party. All those people left. Now he's making a party for 7 days for the people that live in the capital Shushan. So let me get out and tell you what was in the party. The description of the furniture, of the beds over there, the people were sitting and drinking and eating. Says the Megillah, if you skip to chapter 10, says, says the Gemara was Shabbat. On Shabbat, Ahasuerus drank wine. אמר לי מאומן ביצח הרמונה ביצה בהפגתה זיתה וחרקת 17 משתתף בני המלך אחשוורוש he called up the 7 servants he told them להביא את ושתי המלכה לפני מלכת המלכות please order ושתי to come have a crown on top of her head not dressed properly in order להראות העמים והעצרים תשעה כתובת מרי ושתי was very beautiful he wants to show off. He wants to show off, but Vashti should come in front of everybody, whoever was left from the original party maybe, he wants to show how pretty his wife is. But my name is Gemara, the Gabriel came and put a tail in the back of Vashti, or she had some tarat, white spots all over, and she refused to come. So my name is Gemara, she is furious. Went and called up the Jewish smart people from Shemet Yisachar, Rebbe Yisachar, Chachamim. Says he wants to know what to do. What to do to Vashti, disobey his command to come. Then the Gemara says, Shemet Yisachar, the Jewish people said, no, we don't know how to give an advice, we're in exile. Ask somebody else. Says the Megillah, בקרוב אליו כרשינה שתר את מטה תשיש מרס מהאורסננן ומוכן. He called up his advisors. Excuse me, שיבת תרף הרס מדע בן יוסף מרס המלכות. He called advisors. He says, what מה לעשות במרס המשתי? What should we do to משתי? רבי ממוכן, one of the seven. He told החשבירוש, listen, this is a big embarrassment. The Vashti did not want to come. It's embarrassment for you, embarrassment for the whole country, for the whole regime. So you have to kill Vashti. They killed Vashti. This is the end of chapter 1. Again, the Megillah was written by Ruach HaKodesh. It's not necessary to know it. You don't need to know this information. The outcome, what you want to know is, this is chapter 2 will tell us, that the Ahasuerus is going to marry Esther. Maybe you need this for the story later, if you call it a story, but you don't have to know the whole part, you don't have to know anything, you have to know that he has a chair, you don't have to know that he rules 127 states, it's not important. You can say, in one word, once upon a time, was a king in Iran, his name was Ahasuerus, was married to Esther. Why married to Esther? If you're very interested, no? You go to Iran, you go over there to the museum, there's a book over there, it's called History of Iran, and you look over there. It says Megillah is holy book, it's not a history book. It says it's not necessary to know. Obviously, if the Megillah was written in the Ruach HaKodesh by Esther Mordechai, it's like I told him to write chapter 1. Chapter 1 is the holy. If you don't have it in the Megillah is pasul. It says you must hear the Megillah from chapter 1. You can't even miss one letter, not one word. It says on Purim, if you miss one letter, it means you did not hear the Megillah. It says the whole chapter here is a description of the party, what they got in the party, what happened in the party. I really don't care less if Ahasuerus ordered Vashti to come, not to come. It's not my business. I don't want to know. I want to know about Esther. Just start the Megillah from Esther, chapter 2. It says Ahasuerus one day, he decided to look for a wife. But it doesn't make what happened to the first wife. Ask O.G. Simpson what happened to his first wife. Comes the Gemara and tells us the following. Noach, the only survivor, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to destroy the world, the Torah will tell us that after the Teva, the ark rested on the mountain, Noach opened the window of the Teva, and first he wants to send the crow doesn't want to go, eventually he sends out the pigeon. Says Rashi, they should know, first of all, they should know the pigeon was a male, not a female. It must be very important for me to know if the pigeon was a male or female. And Noah sends the pigeon, and the pigeon comes back. Pigeon comes back, not the first time, the second time, pigeon comes back, and the pigeon had in its mouth a leaf of an olive tree. Says the Gemara, what do you want? So the Gemara says, the pigeon came back and told Noah, hinted to Noah, you see what I have in my mouth? This is a sign for you. What's your sign? That I would rather have bitter food from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, because the leaf of an olive tree is very bitter, than to have sweet things from you. It's very nice. And says, Noach took care of you now. 1 year, you were inside the Teva. Noach fed you 1 year. Noach opened the window, sent you, wants to know if the land is dry, if he can eventually come out of the Teva. Instead, you come back to him, you show him a leaf, and he said, Noach, you will know something. I'd rather have all my life this bitter thing, leaves of olive tree, than to have from you sweet things. So what's the matter with you? But this is the thank you that Noah took care of you. So what is really the message?
Chachamim tell us
that a pigeon, what we call a dove, is a very special creature. The first thing, Chachamim tell us that a pigeon never gets divorced. She's not American citizen, or he is not. And if Chas v'Shalom, the mate died, she's not, he or she is, I'm not going to get married again to anybody else. This is my wife, and that's the wife I'm going to live with. If one day something will happen to my wife, or something will happen to my husband, I never get remarried, finished. That's the first thing about the pigeon. The second thing about the pigeon is the only creature that really keeps Shabbat. Chachamim, a pigeon will never come and pick something from the ground on Shabbat, out of the ground. The pigeon will look for food, what is loose on the ground. But something is collected in the ground, the pigeon will not pick it on Shabbat. The third thing about the pigeon is all the animals and the birds and the whatever any creature that we eat, and you take it to the shochet to slaughter it. Either the animal spits at the shochet, either the animal screams at the shochet, either the animal tries to escape. The only creature when you bring it to the shochet is the pigeon. So-called, she gives her neck to the shochet. She doesn't try to resist. She doesn't try, he or she, they don't try to run away from the shochet. Here's my neck. So-called says, please, bechavod, slaughter me. And says, what's really behind this? Shlomo HaMelech in Shir HaShirim calls us, Am Yisrael Yonati Bechagve HaSela. We are like pigeons. So what does this mean? I said that it means like this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us in the desert man. Says the Torah in Parashat Baruchah, the man tasted like oil. Olive oil is a symbol. It's a symbol that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's called Chokhmah. That's called wisdom. I said the idea of a person in his life is to have wisdom. And Navi tells us, Shlomo HaMelech, when he was 12 years old, HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to him. And he gave on, asked him, Shlomo, what would you like? Shlomo said, I only need wisdom. Wisdom. I said, wisdom, that's what we pray every day, three times a day. He said, we want from HaKadosh Baruch Hu wisdom. If you have wisdom, you have everything. If you don't have wisdom, you make mistakes. If you don't have wisdom, you don't remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Gemara, Arotze lachkim yadrim. If you want to have wisdom, says the Gemara, visualize in front of you the menorah in Beit HaMikdash. The menorah in Beit HaMikdash was on the south side of Beit HaMikdash. It's not the menorah. It's the oil of the menorah. This is a person that wants to reach a stage that he should be smart. A real person, clever to know and to use his wisdom, this is one of the techniques of the Gemara, is concentrate on olive oil. This is what is the significance of olive oil? This is olive oil comes from a tree called olive tree. Olive tree is bitter. The oil that comes from olives, in a way, it's called sweet. The owner, the pigeon that came to Noah, told Noah, listen, Mr. Noah, now you're going back. You're going to start the world again. The people, as the Kadosh Baruch Hu destroyed this world, time of Dora Mabul, says that Noah, we want pure. We want like a pigeon. they didn't want to keep the mitzvot. The mitzvot are the ones that lead us to have this connection, what we call wisdom. He says, this is what the pigeon tells Noah. Mr. Noah, let me tell you something. You'll be about to come out of the teva. I brought you something. He says, where did you bring me that? Where did you get this leaf? Comes the Gemara and says, the pigeon went and got it from Gan Eden. Gan Eden is a place under this world. The entrance to Gan Eden is from Hebron, from Ma'arat HaMachpelah. You go down there, you go to Gan Eden. This is where Adam HaRishon was inside. And it says, the pigeon went inside and they got the leaf. Got the leaf from an olive tree. Brought it to Noah. He tells Noah, listen, Mr. Noah, you see this leaf? That leaf means that everything is from Hashem. I don't need you. The same thing is I'm teaching you. Don't think that you're going to get from anybody but HaKadosh Baruch Hu anything. You have to have trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That trust comes Reshit Chokhmah Yirat Hashem. It says if you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you have fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you get wisdom. You get wisdom that you obey everything. It says a pigeon keeps Shabbat. A pigeon keeps Shabbat. What do you mean? Pigeon doesn't have to keep Shabbat. A pigeon is only a symbol for us. That we are, Shlomo Melech compares us to a pigeon. It says, pigeon ready to give its life because this is, the shocker wants to slaughter the pigeon. That's what he wants. Hashem wants me to be slaughtered. Said David HaMelech in Tehillim. Ki alecha horazun kol hayom. He says, Rabbi Yomer says, we as Jews are always ready to give our life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like a pigeon. A pigeon is pure. Am Yisrael is supposed to be pure. He says, this is what the pigeon did of the origins of Noah. He says, here you see these. You send me out. Here's the message. Before you come out. He says, listen. The idea is to trust Hashem and to remember Hashem and to know about Hashem. He says, that's what I need. I need help from you. Thank you very much for taking care of me for 1 year. He says, don't think that you come out of the teva, I'm going to be next to you, you should feed me again. I don't need you. He says, don't think that you fed me in the teva. Hashem fed me in the teva. You were just a tool that you fed me. It's not because I talk back to you. It's not because I'm embarrassing you. It's just to tell you what you should expect when you come out of the teva. You should expect to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You should expect that you have this wisdom with you all the time, that you will know what to do. It says, this is, it's called a pigeon. I says, how do you get this leaf? From Gan Eden. Some Chachamim tell us, look, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, listen, Mr. Moshe, I would like the Jews to donate things for the Mishkan. This is one of the Arabim, this is oil. How are you going to get oil? You have no oil in the desert. Wait. After all the donations, Hashem tells Moshe, go tell them they must get olive oil. Must get olive oil. How are we going to get olive oil? I couldn't find to donate it. You don't understand. And then it's going to come from Canada. The same way, says the Gemara, the pigeon brought a leaf from an olive tree to Noah from Canada. It says the Gemara, you know, in the desert, the president woke up in the morning, they found in the step next to the room, package. Inside the package was olive oil. He said, what is this? He says, it's a message. It's a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the message is, the menorah in Beit HaMikdash, the olive oil, it's a symbol that you have emunah, that you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Gemara says. That's one of the opinions, says the Mishnah. But it's a Friday. We say after Kabbalah Shabbat, before Kabbalah Shabbat, I say Bamei Madikin and Bamei Madikin. I say the Mishnah says second chapter in Masechet Shabbat. It says what do you light Shabbat candle with? Of course, the halacha you can light with anything. Anything that burns, light with it, as long as it burns well. Comes Rabbi Tafu, one of the Chachamim, says no. Please light Shabbat candle only with olive oil. Chachamim tells us it's a sigula for parnasa, sigula for refuah shelema, sigula for long life. All the things, if you like, not candles, and not regular olive, not regular oil, olive oil. Friday, have your wife, set up a telephone, only olive oil. Again, it's not the halakha. But Chachamim suggests that people should use olive oil for Friday. Now what is this? Says the Gemara, forget about it. It's not just for Shabbat. It says for Hanukkah as well. You're allowed to light Hanukkah menorah with anything. Best is olive oil. Says the Gemara, if you light with olive oil, you can have good children. You can have this. You can have that. It says, what is the segula of the olive oil? Says the Gemara, let me tell you something. If you want to be smart, that's the segula to be smart is olive oil. It says the menorah, says the Gemara, is a symbol of smart. It says the geniuses. It says Israel chose the symbol of Israel as the menorah. It says boy the menorah, because the menorah really, the symbol of the menorah is that we believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because olive oil is from an olive tree, and that's for the pigeon for Noah. It is the same thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, listen, just command them, you got to have olive oil. I got to have it. Don't worry how this olive oil will get to you. It says just take it and you bring it. You don't give it to Moshe. It's for you. It's the cool Elech Hashem and Zayit. It says just bring it the same way the pigeon brought Noah a leaf from an olive tree. It says you can have olive oil. It says don't worry. It's going to come from the same way the pigeon got the leaf. It's going to come from Gan Eden. But the concept is that this is you should aim. The goal in your life is olive oil. Olive oil means what the pigeon told Noah. It says it means I trust Hashem. It's not in people's hand to give me food. It's in Hashem's hand. It says olive oil is segula. The Gemara says to be smart. It says you eat more olive oil. You light candles with olive oil. The segula to be smart. Smart means you right. It says chokhmah. The chokhmah, the smart, the wisdom comes. Rashid chokhmah, yirat Hashem. It says you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you have chokhmah. It says that's what Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu. It says, Atat Tzaveh, that's what we parashah, this is what we're going to read. Hashem told Moshe, they must have olive oil. We don't have to must. So if I don't have olive oil, I'm going to write, you don't understand. Olive oil is not because it burns better. It's because the connection, when you serve olive oil, when you eat olive oil, it reminds you on the pigeon, what the pigeon told Noah. It says, this is segula in this particular fruit. It's called olive. It says the olive oil, it's not olive. Olive don't make you forget. It says olive oil, says the Gemara. Makes you remember. But makes you remember if you want to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's called chok. Hamim says, you know, it's the whole story of Megillat Esther. So the Gemara says, Hashverosh Melech Tifesh Haya. Hashverosh was stupid. But he was stupid. He ruled 127 states. He was not stupid. It says he wants to make a chair like Shlomo because he wants really to be smart. He's going to make a party. And the party, the Megillah will tell you, he uses almost the same material that Moshe used for the Mishkan. Almost the same material. Because he wants really to be smart. As Rami Vilna says, you know, a person is smart. You should know there's a secret, it's called Sheva Chochmot. There's seven kinds of wisdom. I said, a person usually, hopefully, he will get one. To say, a very smart person. He said, you should know there's a lot of avenues for wisdom. Only one of them, usually, people are able to connect themselves. There's seven avenues of wisdom. It is the most important thing in life is to be smart. As a child, says when he grows up, he says, first he wants to be a fireman, he wants to be a policeman, he wants to be in business. When you grow up and see, the main thing in life is wisdom. I want to be smart. I want to have the idea clear in my head. It says that thing, Shlomo HaMelech got first. And that's what Shlomo HaMelech begged HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't give me nothing. I give you anything you wish. That's just wisdom. I need wisdom. If you have wisdom, you got everything. If you haven't got wisdom, you haven't got anything. It's everything is going to get lost. It's the idea that you have it, and you acquire everything is because you have wisdom. It is Achashverosh is very, very smart. The Gemara tells us that Achashverosh, he knows very well what's going on. He knows the prophecy that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, 70 years of exile. After first Beit HaMikdash, I'm going to take the Jewish people back to Eretz Israel. This is the Gemara. Achashverosh was very smart. It says he is taking dishes from Beit HaMikdash that he has in his place. He's going to put it in a pot in the table. It says, you believe in God? So you are believing God. But it's all over with the Jews. He says, how do you know? He says, because Yom Navid says 70 years of exile. It's more than 70 years. He just doesn't know how to calculate exactly 70 years, says the Gemara. But he knows everything. He would not dare, says the Gemara, to put the dishes with Hamidash on the table and use them and drink from them unless he would think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would never ever will have a second Beit HaMikdash. If he would have thought it would be a second Beit HaMikdash, the Gemara says, he would never have used those things. He would never have done anything. It's just because Am Yisrael did not behave in exile the way they're supposed to behave, he thought that it's all over with the Jewish nation, Hashem gave up on them. So it's very, very smart. And the party is making, because that the Gemara says he's making that party, it's because he calculated 70 years that the Nabi Yirmiyahu said it's going to be 70 years of exile and then second Beit HaMikdash. He calculated in his calendar and said 70 years are over and he's making a party. What's the party? He dressed up like the Kohen HaGadol. He says the Kohen HaGadol, the Kohen is a symbol of wisdom, of smart. So the Torah, the Kohanim, the Nevi'im, never got any real estate in Eretz Israel because they had to be the smart ones to sit down and learn Torah. They had to be the judges. They sat down and they taught Torah to Am Yisrael. It says Achashverosh, that's his goal. He wants to reach that level of wisdom. He says, what is this all about? He says, listen, first I'm going to make a chair like the chair of Shlomo. Must be this chair has some kind of energy of wisdom. Look, Shlomo made it. Okay, Shlomo's chair is broken. Doesn't matter. I'll make 3 years took him. He built an imitation of the chair. He put it in the capital of Shushan. He sat on the chair. So in the chair, he said, who are you? I said, well, I'm Shlomo. That I'm Shlomo. I'm also the Kohen HaGadol. Here I'm wearing the clothing. And here I'm making a party. In the party what I have is the item that Moshe Rabbeinu used to build the Mishkan, that was known as the Mishkan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you get connected to wisdom. I said, I connect myself to wisdom. I says, what was the problem? The man says, no, Melech Tipesh. I says, an idiot. I said, what do you mean an idiot? He says, Gemara, an idiot? You know what's an idiot? Because he's going to kill his wife. So what do you mean he's an idiot? He says, Gemara, look what happened. I said, when a person drinks, this is the test. Drink a bottle of vodka, have your wife lock you in the room, and let her put on a tape recorder over there. Let's see what you say when you're drunk. If you say the Divrei Torah, if you say serious things, you're very smart. If you start talking nonsense, it means this is in subconsciously, your head is in nonsense. It says the Gemara, that's how a person is going to be tested. It says, Adam nikra b'tchiso, b'choso, b'ka'aso. A person is going to be tested when he drinks something. It says, Achashverosh is the smartest one. Says the Gemara, one of the few kings ever that ruled so many states. Achashverosh knew how to make imitation of the chair, not exactly, but almost. Achashverosh made a party. Achashverosh is very smart. Look what happened. On Shabbat, he drinks. The Megillah, you know, happened on Shabbat. On Shabbat he drank too much. He got drunk. He got drunk, he says, get my wife over here. I want to show off with my wife. Let her put a crown. Let her not dress properly. I want to show my wife. He says, what's the matter with you? What's the matter with you? He says, that's what you have in your head. He says, because you drank. He says, Melech Tipesh. He says, look, the man is an idiot. What do you mean he's an idiot? He's not an idiot. He's a president. What do you mean he's an idiot? The man ruled 127 states. The man made a chair very smart. He says, that's not how you measure a person if he's smart or not smart. You measure the person if he's smart when he's drunk. And what happened? It's not what happened. He said he said the wrong things, and then Bucks did not want to come, and the whole thing was upside down, and the party ended with a tragedy, and he eventually executed Vashti. He says, for what? For a bottle of vodka? Because he drank? What's the matter with you? Why did you drink? It says the wisdom of the Gemara goes away when you drink. It says it depends what you have in your head. It says on Purim it's a mitzvah to drink. It says, but you shouldn't drink before you drink on Purim. Test yourself. See what might come out from your mouth. It's Chas V'Shalom. Your wife should not hear what you say. All the babies should not hear what you say. Look what happened to Achashverosh. It says Megillah. Esther Mordechai wrote Ruach HaKodesh. He says, let's Megillah be Achashverosh. He says, look what happened. What happened? It says Achashverosh wanted to be a Shlomo HaMelech. He wanted to connect himself to wisdom. He says, this is the goal that the Kadosh Baruch Hu tells us. If you want to have wisdom, says the Gemara, aim, have visualize in front of you the menorah, not the menorah, the olive oil in the menorah, not the olive oil in the menorah, the pigeon, the dove that came back to Noah and told him, you have to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, that's the whole idea. He says, Achashverosh, you can be the biggest king, you can do anything, but here's your test. If you're wise or you're stupid, says the Gemara, look at him, he's stupid. That's what the Torah tells us. Usually Parashat Tetzaveh comes usually before Purim. This year is the leap year, so it comes later. But usually it's Parashat Zachor. Usually Parashat Tetzaveh is just before Purim. And it says, Ezra HaTzaveh, when he divided the Parashiyot, it has been made up that this Parashat that we are going to read this Shabbat was always, is always before Purim besides the leap year. Always, almost always. It says, what's the message? It's the olive oil. It says, Ve'atah Tetzaveh. Comes Dari, it says like this. This week's parasha starts, Ve'atah Tetzaveh. The last word, last week parasha, is the Choshet. The Choshet, if you divide the word, the Choshet, it's two words, Noah, Shet. Ve'atah. Says the Zohar, Noah and Shet, Adam's son. Ve'atah and Moshe Rabbeinu is the same person. This is what happened to Noah. It's you have to do the same thing. This is Noah was in the Teva, and Noah was coming out of the Teva, and the pigeon came and told him, listen, trust Hashem. It says, this is the leaf from an olive tree. It says the same thing, you, Moshe, we love Noah, tell him Israel to bring you olive oil. It says, they should be like the pigeon. Islam Israel compared like the pigeon. Here Hashem tells Moshe, you are like Nehoshet, like Noach and Shet. It says, tell them, bring olive oil. I'm going to bring olive oil. I'm in the desert. He says, don't worry about it. The concept is you should concentrate on it to have olive oil. But the idea is, I want olive oil. What do you mean olive oil? So olive oil is a symbol of the pigeon. Olive oil is a symbol of trust. Olive oil is a symbol of smart, of clever, to know that we are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Megillah is going to tell us. And this is the whole idea. The same thing is about Hanukkah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the miracle. Hanukkah with olive oil. It's the same idea. It's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to know that we're going to win everything, all the world, against everybody is with olive oil. Just because we trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you win the war. It doesn't matter the Greeks, hundreds of thousands of soldiers. It's a 13 Hashmonaim warned them. It's why? Because they trusted HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Since the Gemara, the same thing. That's what Yaakov Avinu had a dream. A dream of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he dreams, he has a ladder, he dreams. And he gets up in the morning. He says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you're just going to give me bread to eat and a garment to wear, this soul over here is going to be Beit HaMikdash. And I will give 20% of charity. Says the Torah, that Yaakov Avinu, when he had this in his mind, all of a sudden, oil was pouring from Shamayim. Yaakov, says the Torah, took the oil, poured it on the monument. He says, what does he mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu poured oil from Shamayim on Yaakov Avinu? That is because if you say you trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I know my food and my garment is from you, it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed us, and he poured on Yaakov oil from Shamayim. Yaakov caught the oil and poured it on the monument, says the Torah. It says, because this is the power of olive oil. That's why Habim advised us to light Friday, the Rosh Shabbat, with olive oil. to eat olive oil, to have olive oil as a symbol of, as a sign that we believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Gemara says, this is through the Megillah, through Purim, we reach a stage that we believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't matter how much HaKashverosh, we have to trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu 100%. And then the Gemara says, Yeshua Amitit Tabo B'Rabbi Menamin.